Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today on the show, we have Tiffany Tolliver. She is the owner of the Emma Rose Agency. She's a rebrand and launch strategist who specializes in income-generating web design for service-based womanpreneurs. Through her dynamic design, she stays in her lane in graphic and web design, but her mission is rooted in creating income-generating services. Like that, I love that focus, and I'm so excited because I think it's so unique, and she's offering these innovative web solutions for her clients who are seeing over $300,000 launches. She knows what she's talking about.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. I'm super excited. We're talking all about how Tiffany is able to create this high-end experience using our favorites. Dubsado.
Yeah.
So she's sharing some behind the scenes on features of Dubsado that she really relies on every single day in order to land high paying clients, to create an elite experience on the back end. You'll hear her say that the transformation continues after the transaction. It's not before and it's not when the money is made. So how else are you able to show up and serve your clients well that aren't taking a crap ton of your time so that you can instead focus on serving them? So I think Tiffany shares some really cool aspects of Dubsado in this episode for you guys.
Now, if you are not yet a Dubsado user, you can try Dubsado today at bossproject.com/Dubsado. That's D-U-B-S-A-D-O. And there you can get a free trial for your first three clients. And then after that, you can use code BOSSPROJECT for 50% off your first month or year. That's bossproject.com/Dubsado.
Hey, Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm super excited to have you. I love, love, love having other service-based babes on who are teaching the strategy on how to land what my favorite is, high-paying clients. Mm-hmm. And it is my favorite not only to offer that experience for clients, I feel like you can serve in such really big, amazing ways when you're working with higher paying clients. And I know that that's what you focus on, but it can also feel really intimidating to when you're just getting started or when you're wanting to pivot to be like, can I actually charge this much? Is it possible? And I know there's some systems and tools. We're definitely going to be talking about that today too, that have made your process in this a lot easier. I definitely want to hear your take on landing clients faster or making more money with clients and the kind of tools that you use to help that. So first, can you give us just a little bit of an idea? Because I know that Dubsado is your jam to help make this amazing client experience smooth, right? Can you talk to me a little bit about when Dubsado kind of came into your service-based world and why you really chose to go with them to help either move you forward or clear up processes? Or what was your really intent initially when you first got started with them?
Yeah, sure. So I think even before that, I have to start at the beginning of when I opened the agency. I was working as a director of communications at a salon, which means that I say this every time I tell this story, which means I was being overworked and underpaid. I did a campaign for them that made them thousands of dollars in literally 24 hours, and I didn't see anything from that.
Right.
Stressed, overwhelmed. So I was like, if I'm going to do all this with somebody else, I can definitely do it for me. So right. I quit my job. This is not a podcast about quitting your job before you need to. So don't take my advice there. As a single mother, you know, all of that jazz. And I really started off with no business like acumen. I didn't go to school for it, nothing. And so I really started off my business not knowing jack shit about business.
Same.
And so as I was getting more clients, as I started to promote myself and understand and educate myself, one thing I did realize as I was building these brands for other people is that my experience was not the way that it should be, right? It wasn't easy for me to onboard clients. It wasn't easy for me to get paid. I was, you know, having to manually remind people that their invoice was due, and being busy, you know, running your business by yourself, of course, you forget things, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was getting paid late, which wasn't good for bills. So Dubzado came at a point where I was frustrated, right? Mm-hmm. I was overworked in my business and I didn't have any systems mm-hmm. to make sure that my onboarding experience was that of someone who was charging the rates that I wanted to charge at that time, mm-hmm. right? So I actually hired someone, praise God, shout out to Annika, to set up my Dubzado for me mm-hmm. because I knew that it was such a, at that time, it was for me like a whole new world, like, mm-hmm. and I didn't know how to run it. So I received coaching and was like, look, just have someone set it up for you. And she did. And it was just a breath of fresh air and a yeah. relief for me.
What changed?
A lot changed. So I was able to set up particular contracts for the services that I was providing. So I was no longer operating off of a Google Doc, which is not the way you want to do it. And then I was also I was able to automate a lot in my business, automate the contracts going out, automate the payments and the reminders. So I didn't have to go in and manually do that for myself. And then I was also building up the Rolodex for my clients, having somewhere where I could manage all of their information and access it at the drop of a dime was really, really important to me, especially because I work with people for 4 to 5 months, right? So it's important for me to have that information in one place and not, you know, circulating my inbox. And if I could wrap that up, it helped me get shit out of my inbox and into yes. one place and one platform where it was a lot more manageable.
Yeah. I'm sure you had that same feeling. I remember being at a point when we were running our web design and marketing business that, like, I started dreading looking at our email because I was just like, oh, it's just going to suck me down a rabbit hole. It's not what I want to focus on. I'd much rather work on the design work, the strategic work, the like planning, the implementation for my clients than I ever wanted to answer an email. And being able to take that off is so important. Now, how would you say, because I think what's really unique about what you actually offer as a business is you're not just doing design, web design, you're actually focusing on helping people generate income from the service you provide, which yeah. P.S.
Bless.
Gold mine. Like, focus on results for your people. Like, that's yeah. amazing. But yeah. how has utilizing this kind of system allowed more time for that? And what is it helping you do so that you can focus on helping your clients launch?
Yeah, it's allowing me to be a CEO of my business and handle that side, but also be the creative as I serve my people in building brands and websites and creating strategies. So what it does is it frees up my time so that I can actually work. It takes away an enormous amount of stress.
Yeah.
For me as it relates to the onboarding process, contracts, and all of that, mm-hmm. because it is an all-in-one hub mm-hmm. that I think allows for solopreneurs and small business owners mm-hmm. to really clear up the energy and space that it takes mm-hmm. to actually run our businesses and provide services. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's done for me. Yeah.
Well, walk us through your sales process because I'm really curious. And I want to empower more people to do this. Like, you can have both an automated system and sell high-end services. Like, yeah, you don't necessarily, Let me say it again. You can automate your business and still sell high-end services. So you are selling in the high four-figure range, and I'm sure up from that. So what has that been like? And what is your process like to take someone from interested to working with you?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that I teach, because I have a program that teaches graphic designers how to sell high four-figure offers, mm-hmm. that there are, when we're looking at our systems, we have to determine like our own success formula, what works for us, right? And there has to be like automation, but also human touches in there as well. So in my, because I don't, Dubsado allows you to send out contracts without, you know, just automate it like that. But for me, dealing with a $20,000 invoice contract is not going to happen. I want to see that. And Dubsado allows me to have that flexibility between like, if I want to like manually do something or if I want to automate something. So when someone is interested in me, what they do is they go to my website and they hopefully will automatically land on my contact form, which I have embedded from Dubsado. So what I do is I have a form that allows me to put the information that I need to determine whether this person at this first step is a right fit, right? So it allows me to ask the questions that I need to and obtain information that's going to be necessary for the onboarding call, right? And so what also I like about Dubsado is that it's like, I don't take calls every single day because I have to make sure that I'm actually providing the service for my current clients. So there's specific days that I take calls and allows me to control my business on that level. After they fill out the form, we hop on a call strictly on Zoom, mm-hmm. right? And this is something new that I have put in my process, my kind of onboarding interest process, because I believe that at high four figures, five figures, people are buying you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
100%. Yeah.
They want me. Right. So even before they have given me a dollar, I have to give them me. And so on these Zoom calls, I am able to look people in their faces and really read where their struggles are right now and then be able to sell or serve them, give them an invitation to work with me. And then after that, Dubsado takes over, honey. I click a button, it pops up the whole contract. I click another button, the invoice pops in. Really, really, it takes me 15 minutes to get someone a contract. And I think that's what creatives or what I've seen creatives do or make the mistake of. It takes them too long to get the damn contract out.
Yes.
Right. There's so many steps. There's so many things. You don't have access to your templates immediately. And when we're talking about customers, they have too many options to sit around and wait for you.
Oh, for sure.
They have too many options. They want their pain point solved now.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is reminding us so much of what we have taught countless times here on the show and with our other students, where we first started teaching about selling in the sense of in-person selling. That's what I used as a photographer in order to sell high-end packages. But you're able to recreate that. And we tell our students this all the time, that you can recreate with what looks, what I feel like is minimal effort of hopping on a Zoom to land a $20,000 client. Anyone would, but it's those opportunities of high touch personal interaction where if you're able to insert them at the right times throughout this process, that I think it creates like a super, super VIP exclusive experience. Mm-hmm. You said something earlier that I want to get back to because I thought it was really important and I don't want it to sneak in. You said something like using something like Dipsado that like streamlines the process, enables you to send contracts better, send forms, do questionnaires, whatever, enables you to charge the prices you want to charge. Mm-hmm. So can you pick apart that a little bit? Because I know it's not just because you're able to get your time back to be able to serve the clients, but I feel like so many of our listeners are afraid of investing in systems because it costs money, because they don't see where that return is going to come from. But I feel like you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. With any investment that I've ever made, whether it be a coach, whether it be a system, the investment came after I swiped the card, not before.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of us, and in our society now, it's like, I want to see it. I want to experience it. I want it before I actually pay for it. And it just doesn't work like that when you're looking at what can potentially help you in your business, right? Yeah. Do your research, make sure that you understand the platform, make sure that it fits your business. But that transformation has come because I think there's two sides to it, right? It's the money and the mindset that you have with that mm-hmm. investment, mm-hmm. right? And I think a lot of us get too caught up in, oh my goodness, the money is leaving, but what is it going to return to me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the ROI for me swiping my card?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you think you're buying the convenience when you don't realize that the investment isn't the dollars. It's the time to set up the system. It's the time to learn the thing. It's the time to absorb with the coach. It's the
confidence to then raise your prices because you've created this more elite experience.
Right. I think it's all of it. But yeah. I think you bring up an important point that like the dollars, sure, they matter. And like, I remember like literally fretting over spending $30 in my business. Like, I get it. Like, I still experience it sometimes where I'm like, really? Like, why are you thinking this? Like, you're making it too big of a deal. But I think it's because perhaps I know now that if I put any dollar in, I know I'm going to have to work harder on the back end, at least for a short period of time, to get the thing rolling so that it becomes like just part of what you're doing. Cause it doesn't like, it's not always a supernatural progression from where you are to where you want to go. Like you might have to change something about your thinking or your process or your setup or whatever. And that takes some time and some transformation. I'd love to know, when you are putting this in place, how are you translating that conversation into a sales conversation? I've seen several people have similar process. I mean, heck, we had the same process where we had like basically a call, basically a fit call. Like we're trying to make sure it makes sense for both of us to work together. But then people get all caught up in the, well, I'm not going to mention anything about my price or anything about my packages, or I'm just going to send it over after and let them look at it. But I'm going to just assume that's probably not what you're doing. I'm sure you're covering that.
No,
in the call.
Absolutely not.
So can absolutely. You give us a sneak 100%. Peek? I know you don't have to give us the whole formula, but I'd love to know what that looks like.
Yeah. I think that it's important to optimize your systems as a business owner, right? When you need systems, it means that you're growing. Mm-hmm. Right? So you're bumping up against something and you're frustrated and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to spend money. But what you're really doing is capping your growth. You're not allowing yourself to kind of let go, you know what I mean? And allow the newness to come into your business. So even before you get to like a sales call and stuff like that, a part of your frustration could be alleviated in your investment. So just remember that. So yeah. When you're optimizing your systems, like having a Dubzado only works if I have a system in front of it to actually get the sale, right? And so that's the sales call. And so when I'm on a sales call with someone, my job is to one, be the authority mm-hmm. because they contacted me. I didn't contact them, mm-hmm. right? So I know that they need something and they're coming to me because they have a problem. So I am the solution to their problem, yet I'm not the hero. I am always making mm-hmm. sure in a sales call that my clients or potential clients know that I am the guide. This is not my thing. This is your thing. I'm here to help you get from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing I would say on a sales call is to listen. Listen to the problem. Let them get out. We always want to talk about our, you know, our features. And we want to talk, it comes with this and it comes with that. They don't give a shit. They want to know how you're going to help them. How you're mm-hmm. going to alleviate that problem. So the number one thing on sales calls that I do to prepare for that price is listen, right? Mm-hmm. And as I'm listening, you know, I take notes on sales calls. I reiterate it back to them if it's a good fit. Mm-hmm. If after I've listened and it's not a good fit, then I will refer them out to someone who I think is a better fit for them. However, if it's in alignment with what I know that I'm doing and my strengths of my company are, I'm going to reiterate back to them, this is why I do what I do. This yeah. is who I help. And then this is my process to get them from point A to point B. Doing yeah. it on Zoom has allowed me to, I have a client Trello board that I use in tandem with Dubzado to create that high-end experience. So I'm able to show that, right? I'm able to go into Dubzado and show them what they can expect, right? When people swipe their card to spend thousands of dollars, they want to know what's going to happen after the transaction. We yep. spend so much time as creatives thinking about, oh, I got to market to them and I got to sell them and I got to get them on the call. But baby girl, what happens after they swipe their card? Mm-hmm. Do you completely drop the ball? Mm-hmm. No, we have to think about that. So again, I'm telling them about my process. I'm listening. I'm telling them about my process. And I tell them where I am right now with my price. And I invite them to make the decision to work with me. After mm-hmm. that, it's completely up to them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make yeah. sense?
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Yeah. It does make sense. And I think if I could reiterate anything, it's the listening aspect.
Yeah.
You don't need to have some fancy script or some like crazy outline of like all the touch points you need to go over. Any good sales call has involved me understanding what the client wants and being really good at reiterating back to them what they say they want and how I can offer that as a solution. Mm-hmm. And being willing to be honest when you can't. Yeah. 'Cause I think in early stages of my business, and I guarantee you there's others of you out there, you want the business so badly that sometimes you trying to make a fit where there isn't one.
I've done that.
regret it every time, right? And so I think there's some opportunity there. And it could be that don't sell them on something you can't deliver on. You might refer them to someone else, or perhaps you offer an alternative solution because maybe the solution they think they want isn't really the one that's going to serve them long term. And you're there to educate and point that out to them. But even when our prices are this high, even if we're only doing a couple of these calls a month, it doesn't mean you shouldn't say no.
Right.
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 Right. Exactly.
So I would love to hear more about the rest of the process where you feel like you are able to marry having an elite higher end experience, automating stuff, or using Dubsado as part of that process to continue with this client. So what other features of Dubsado are you having pop in to help support the VIP process that you create for your clients?
Yeah. So Dubsado helps me get paid, period.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing on my end of the business. And so I use Dubsado heavily. I lean on them, one, to send out contracts and invoices on time with reminders, because I feel like the high-end experience, you just can't pop up, oh, your invoice is due today. Nah, baby girl, we gotta make sure that we are, you know, preparing these people to pay, because they're busy too. They forget, things happen. And also, what it helps me do is stay in alignment with my goals. Mm-hmm. Honey, when you log into Dubsado and you see that your goal for the month has not been met, You will get to work. And I love the dashboard that they have, because it just, for me, it fuels me to continue. Because I know that once that number grows, that means that I'm serving more people, right? Mm-hmm. As creatives, we need to get comfortable with knowing that the monetary goal increasing does not mean we're just making money for the hell of it. It means that we're serving more people and we're actually living out who we're supposed to be on a daily basis. That's all that money means.
Yep.
Yeah.
Literally. I love
it. And you have to, I think a lot of that is mindset work though, because.
Yeah, so Dubsado helps me stay in alignment with that.
Yes. Because if you don't, then like all of a sudden it can become this battle of the mind of, am I doing this for the wrong reasons? Am I charging too much? Am I actually giving enough value based on what they're paying me? I mean, you can get in this whole mind game. I played many mind games with myself over time, but I agree if you can. And the thing that I will say for that is for some of you, that's going to be the thing that fuels you. You're going to say, the more money equals the more I'm impacting people. Some of you, impact isn't necessarily what you're searching for. And you have to figure out, like, where's your why stemming from? And if it's not impact, that's fine. It doesn't mean you're bad or out of alignment or whatever. But you can utilize a dashboard like that to have reminders of what your goal is and like how you're tracking with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those analytics are super important.
What sort of analytics do you find on your dashboard besides meeting your financial goals for the month?
So the open invoices that I have, so how much money I'm expecting to come in. Mm-hmm. Also, there's some smaller ones at the top right-hand corner reminding me of what I have not done. Like if I've not countersigned or if a payment has been missed, I no longer look at those. My assistant looks at those. And also so having this hub, right, that I can invite people to in my team to become a part of is super duper important, because, you know, I'm growing and I'm scaling. So it can't all depend on me. And so the assistant like Dubsado helps me grow a team, you know, as our companies are expanding, and allows us to get on the same page with our, you know, client onboarding, financial goals, and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah. Being able to see where everyone is at a glance, like
right,
not just exactly. In that dashboard, but where your clients are and where your other team members can step in. I think that's
exactly
crucial. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to also let you continue to share your expertise on specifically for our listeners who are like, okay, I am wanting to kind of dip my toe into this higher end client experience. And maybe they're already Dubsado users, but haven't really set up all of the features that you're talking about. What are some other strategies that you can lend to them? We know that Zoom call is really helpful to have that personal touch, that high-end touch, inviting them to make that investment with you, walking them through just the word listening and not necessarily going over features. What other strategies do you have for them that you found really helpful in helping you land high-paying clients?
So I teach from the attract, nurture, and convert convert model framework, because we all think that it happens, you know, in the conversion. You land high-end clients because they paid the invoice. That's not true. You actually land clients because you are careful and diligent about marketing to their pain point and creating solutions that lead to your services, right? So if I could give any type of advice, is don't think about the end, you know, start with the beginning in mind. What is it that they need to hear from you right now, right? That's how I'm able to land high-end clients, because I am very, very specific about who I serve. So I've niched myself down, right? I've done my research on the client that I am looking for, and I've created a signature package and process that is priced appropriately to fix all of those things regarding my time and my experience.
I love that. I think that's super helpful. And I think that honestly, the conversation about not honing in on all of the features, I feel like I'm really hoping our listeners hear, because I feel like the conversations I've had, even with makers for even physical products, right, of wanting to raise their prices, every single time the conversation results back to, okay, but I can only justify it if the features are here. I can only justify it if I'm offering more things and adding on more like actual just shit to the pack. It's just because you feel like you have to. And what I'm hoping our listeners hear is that it's, if you're doing education on the front end and then getting the right people in there and then like literally just showing up to serve them and getting the stuff, the shit off your plate that you don't need to be doing so that you can serve them. Those are the kind of behaviors and changes that enable you to work with more of these people, close these clients faster, and continue to raise your prices or have high-end packages.
I'd even imagine that you getting better results for your clients helps you get more clients.
I mean, of course.
So how are you utilizing that on the back end? Are you sharing client testimonials? Are you doing case studies? How are you utilizing your success with your clients to get more clients?
All of the above. I'm a sharer. I operate in transparency every day in my business. And also, you know, those analytics that we talked about before, I use those screenshots straight up out of Dubzado, client testimonials that I've received from the feedback forms that I have through Dubzado on the back end, because people like the pretty, it just doesn't work anymore. Like on Instagram, and I work in aesthetics. It just, when it comes to how people want to see if you're the right fit for, you know, solving their problem, they just want the real.
And there's screenshots are winners.
Exactly. And I always think, you know, people, I'm a designer. So I'm like, they might think that I'm like Photoshopping this, and I'm not. I'm totally not. It's something that they have in Dubzado.
It's just a paranoia I think us designers have.
Yeah. We have the same issue where when we're like making cute graphics of testimonies, I'm like, let's just screenshot that Facebook comment. Yeah, I know it's hideous, exactly, but like, exactly. Then we didn't edit this. Like you can clearly, it is a time stamped, has a name, everything. I think
exactly.
It just feels more in the moment and backs up what's happening for real. So I love that. Well, let's go ahead and go into talk strategy to me. I would love to hear a recap of what you feel like our listeners need to think about or need to have creating for an action game plan, 3 to 5 steps that can enable them to move into this higher client tier.
Yeah, absolutely. So one, you need to know what you are good at. That one thing that you are good at, aka niching down, to make sure that you can stand out in your industry. Two, you need to make sure that you do your market research on your audience so that you can create a signature process and a package that fits their pain point. And also what you need to think about is your onboarding process, your onboarding system. What experience are you creating after they swipe their card to make sure that you have maintained their trust throughout their onboarding process so that can reflect in the actual project? That's key, especially for my designers selling those high figure packages, man. Make sure that the transformation continues after the transaction.
I love the transformation after the transaction. Like, so good. Well, I'd love for you to share where people can hang out with you online, where they can find out more info, and if they're a designer, how they could potentially get access to your program that's focused on selling high four-figure packages.
Yeah, so I can be found on Instagram all day, all the time, at the Emma Rose sales agency. So I just launched the last round for 2020, but I will be doing one at the beginning of the year. So the program is called Bankable Brands. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll learn all about it. I talk about it all the time. So yeah, that's Instagram is where you can find me all
love
day.
It. Love it.
Guys, we'll have those links in the show notes for you as well. So you can make sure that you're following Tiffany in all the places. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on today. This was so fun.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.